Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
The Celtics go wire to wire to knock off the Lakers. They win big, 126-105.
The KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Got you for the next hour leading up to Alabama, Georgia. And I'll tell you some backstory stuff that just came down this week. Got my producer. I got two producers today in 1 hour. I don't think it's going to be that intense. So first, give it up for the Celtics just absolutely making the Lakers look absolutely pointless in the mix of the of this rivalry. I just got to get to this. I got to take my head out of my hands for it. Look, is LeBron out to embarrass the league? The game is the featured game on Prime, Amazon last night, big television money deal, and there's no Luka. And no LeBron. LeBron sciatica? That sounds like an old man. Like, you know, my sciatica hurts.
Yes!
Potentially the last time LeBron James as a Laker playing versus the Celtics. Now, if you were looking at what the Celtics were looking like 10 games ago, and you're like, it's not going to be in that game. It's a totally different situation. You've got the Celtics who are top five team in the East, the Lakers who are top five team in the West. It's a national game, and LeBron and Luka sit out. This is why the NBA is in a little bit of trouble. I got my producer here, David Azer. David, you're familiar with the 323 section, right, in TD Garden?
Yes.
Backs up against the wall. You know what the average ticket was for that last night? $320. To see,
yeah, that's wild.
To see Rui Hachimura, Jake LaRavia, DeAndre Ayton, Austin Reeves, Gabe Vincent. How can you be so unaware? Isn't LeBron trying to finagle with FSG to become an NBA owner? Let me put the shoe on the owner's foot. You dumbasses, get in there! This is why we jack up prices. This is why we put this stuff on the prime packages. I feel stupid for a week ago saying, oh man, there's still no greater rivalry in sports than Lakers Celtics. Did you get that last night?
Trash!
I'll get back to that in a second. At some point, you have to wonder, is Jaylen Brown going to get some consideration for MVP? I don't know if you follow like some of these old music groups. Yeah, I'll give it to you because these are the ones that people would know. And you're like, okay, like Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Like you bought the records because Smokey was on there, not because of the Miracles. You pick a Van Halen. You went because the Van Halen brothers were in there. The singers could rotate. The Lakers Celtics can never take a day off, especially when one team coming in is 16-5 and the other one is 13-9 and it's a national game and you sit it out? Both of your superstars? And you want to be, I guess I'm back to this thing, huh, David? I guess it's really chapping my hide. I can't even give Jaylen Brown his full breath here because I'm just absolutely pissed that people laid down good money in an eggless economy. Meat is through the roof. Gasoline, that we're like, oh my gosh, I'm still, do we have at least a half tank left of heat from last year because the oil prices are crazy if you still have oil heat? And then LeBron and Luka, they come once a year, right? Is it once a year? Both of them are out of the game. I don't know if it could be any more selfish moving forward. I like LeBron. I like that this guy's virtually a clean record off the stage, right? That's usually just been the issues in the NBA over time. It was just like once the Iverson era hit in, it was kind of like, hey, there was going to be more stories about weapons charge, potentially, than it was about basketball. LeBron offers none of that. But why cheat this rivalry when you've got a very boring NBA going on right now? It's so boring that you're like, wow, Oklahoma City has one loss, and you go, so what? If they had no losses, maybe it'd be a little more interesting. That's how boring they are. Last week, I just said, the league is always going to be healthiest when the Celtics are kind of posed as the bad guy to the rest of America. The Lakers, I guess, for them, is supposed to be their good guy. You know how it is when the Lakers come to town. You will get a Laker contingency, fans at the games paying money. I'm sure they're pissed too. I know they didn't lay down more than $300-something to see Gabe Vincent drop 18 points. That's not what I came for. Why are we trying to kill the product, boys? What are we doing? All right, back to Jaylen Brown. If you talk about somebody who's actually putting together something, and a lot of somethings, right? The conversation before the season started was like, okay, this would be a good chance to see what you have in Jaylen Brown. What does he look like as the leader of the team? You know he doesn't have Tatum. Well, I don't know. I don't know about you. Like last week, I was kind of like, yeah, this is a play-in tournament team probably. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, this is your number 5 seed in the East. This is amazing. And if I had to say who are the names that I would toss around in terms of MVP candidates right now, I'm going to put Cade Cunningham in there with Detroit, Jaylen Brown, and then you probably get to the guys at Oklahoma City. And, of course, you're going to have Jokic in there because it's really all – like as long as Denver is winning and winning big, you know the reason why. But Jaylen Brown, of all those names I listed to you, it was kind of like – wait, this year? It's been consistent. I can't say we all know it's been consistent from Jaylen Brown. It's just that things had looked so awkwardly bad, and they don't anymore. And this is the reason why, and I'm back on this, why these Lakers sit out last night's game. This is why I'm like, look, if the Lakers came into town and they're 15-5 and the Celtics are struggling, and let's say they're like 8-13 or something, and one of those two sit out, I get it, okay? One team is struggling to find its footing. It doesn't have its main superstar. That's not the case. The question I would ask, if it's load management, then why didn't you take off the game before? It's not bigger than the overall selling point for what the league is trying to attempt. Why cheat the league out of it when the Celtics are doing more than what nobody's expected this so far? No. I haven't, because I'll be the first one to tell you if I didn't expect to see something, I'll tell you that. If I told you that I expected to see something, I'd tell you that too. But especially if there was something I was not expecting to see. And then the league, the paying fan base, gets cheated out pretty much by a guy who wants to be an owner. If I just paid $6 billion for the Celtics and the first game at me as a new owner, do you think I want him across the court or up the court to see that their two biggest superstars have decided to take load management in Lakers versus Celtics? You know what some of the equivalents of those? We're going to do bullpen day, game 7 against the Yankees for the ALCS. Bullpen day. What? Okay, maybe that's a little extreme. But let's just move that. Game five, a pivotal turn in the series. Bullpen day? AFC Championship, Patriots, Denver. Josh Dobbs starting for the Patriots to give Drake May a rest. Okay, maybe a little extreme. But you see where my point being is this. If the Lakers-Celtics both have winning records, and the superstar may be in his last year, because now it's almost kind of like, damn, LeBron is even screwing up if a farewell tour if he's planning that for next year. It's like the boy who cried wolf. It's like, okay, he says he's going to retire. You're going to pay all this money for these tickets and be like, yeah, load management. I just don't understand how the league's got to find, they've got to find the Lakers on this. Right, because when you're J.J. Redick, can you really tell LeBron and Luka, like, you need to try and hoof this one out? Sorry. Here's Joe Mazzulla on how this team is really starting to find their stride.
We're definitely shooting the ball better than we were, so that does make, you know, everything seem better. But I think you come into the season with an identity and a level of execution that you want to have, and then you learn more about your team. And so, you know, we obviously, as we continue to evolve offensively and have guys in different spots, playing different lineups, working the reads, you know, what the matchups are, what the coverage is, what the spacing should be. Tonight we go over a certain type of spacing, and in the second quarter we kind of messed it up three times. And if you don't have the proper spacing, the team's able to take advantage of that defensively. And so it's just, there's small reads that you have to constantly make that we're working, and you know, because of the versatility of the sub patterns, you see that. So I think we came in with an identity of how we wanted to play, and I think it's ever evolving just based on the season. I think the guys are doing a good job understanding that.
We came in with an idea of how we wanted to play, and it was consistently evolving. You know what it's kind of a little code for? We were preparing for at least LeBron and or either or Luka, and got neither, so we made the adjustments against Rui Hachimura and Jake LaRavia, or LaRavia. Oh, I'm one of these. Sometimes I feel like I'm standing on any street corner, trying to defend the NBA product, and the reason why I tend to defend it is because I happen to know the great history of it to get this sport to where it is. I was also that little kid that was like, "Dad, can I stay up and see the Celtics Bucks game after the 11 o'clock news?" Like, boy, you need to go to bed. You should find out what the score was. So to see a league come this far, to see its biggest star then become an owner of a team, we can get into the semantics of how good Charlotte is. It's not important. I think he sold the team now, or a large portion of it, in terms of Jordan. Those things don't happen generally. Can you think of any former NFL players that are now owners? How about former baseball players that are now owners? Only in the NBA. Only in the NBA, and in the NHL as well, but only in the NBA do you have an occurrence where a former player became the majority owner. And if LeBron is heading to possibly the second player to ever do that, I would hope someone in accounting or whatever takes a look at the books with you before the season is over, just to sample what it looks like to prepare you for whatever you're trying to own in Vegas. I think it's going to happen. And then find out what happens to the ticket prices when a star is supposed to come back around again, and how suddenly now the cost isn't going to be as great. We're going to lose money. Or better yet, our back office is getting complaints. Or someone's called the league complaining that this is the high... I'll tell you what, I got to finish this. I'll get to Celtics. I still got Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft about them going to the Hall of Fame, Patriots on the bye week. What are they looking at when they come back? So we'll do all of that before I get in here at 3:30. 617-779-7937. It's the KJ Show on WEEI. Thanks for hanging out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
I don't know if the coach has had more success than Bill when it comes to championships, but also more negative kind of stories that he's brought upon himself. And so to say that he deserves to go into the Hall of Fame first ballot when you consider all of those scandals that he's been a part of, I don't agree with it. I don't. And so I just wanted to clear up some things. You okay. know, we can talk this out. We can flesh this out a little bit more because I think y'all are both crazy.
So I just want to clarify. So you do not believe Bill Belichick is a first ballot Hall of Famer?
I do not. Are you out of your mind?
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at some point in the next, just not that honor of
not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. That is also the text line. Here till 3:30, getting ready for Georgia, Alabama. That was our own Ted Johnson from the afternoon show, stating what is now, I guess, kind of what they call viral, that he believes that Bill Belichick is not a first ballot Hall of Famer. And while I would never question what my coworkers do, right, there's, you know, we're all a team, so there's supposed to be this united front. So I'll kind of stick to that. But if you want to see how that's absolutely the most untrue thing in the world, I would say go back and watch New York Giants versus the San Francisco 49ers NFC Championship game 1990. You're like, KJ, what does that have to do? Yeah, Bill Belichick wasn't even a head coach yet in the NFL. Listen to John Madden speak about Bill Belichick. I'm sure there are ways you can see these games now fully on YouTube, right? It's amazing. You can put something on YouTube. You're like, damn, how did they get away with showing old CBS stuff and nobody's knocking on a copyright, right? Now, my producer, David Azer, we get these documents all the time, right?
We
just found out this week there's some things we can't even say about college football teams. I was like, damn, what is this, the revenge of NIL? Is this not you? Did you see that?
I did see that. So in my trendings, I've been very particular about what I'm saying.
Yes. So I Legal said we could kind of make fun of this. So here, I'll go back to it, and then I'll get back to Belichick. No, you know what? I'll hold off on the college football thing because I'll talk about that before we get out of the show. And I'll talk about how New England really needs, this is the time to capitalize on trying to really push for building high school football and to build up the region. And I'll get into that in about 20 minutes. Back to Belichick. In the San Francisco 49ers Giants game, One of the biggest defensive struggles I've seen in a playoff game for everything. And Belichick shut down and pretty much ended the 49ers dynasty. So for those who remember or are alive or who even, you know, have an acumen of what was going on with football at that time, there was nothing stopping Joe Montana the train, and they had Steve Young in the waiting, right? Like, they had just gone to the Super Bowl the year before and absolutely destroyed Denver, destroyed them. Belichick shut down that dynasty. That's the beginning of the path of him being a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, if you're one of the top five rushers of all time in the NFL, are you going to go, I don't know if you go right away. When you're the second most winningest coach in the history of the game, there's not a question about whether you're on the first ballot. The real question is, who's going to do the induction ceremony for him? And I believe, and I don't know if I've heard anybody say this because sometimes, you know, I'm busy like picking up the kid doing homework. Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the one that inducts him in. Does the speech. I know they'll probably make an exception. Tom's not. They will make, if they want Tom Brady to do the speech for Bill Belichick, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. He's a first ballot Hall of Fame coach. Robert Kraft, I think when you get into the question of ownership, sure, right? There are no owners that can compare. And if, as Ted was bringing up the issues, well, then I would point to Eddie DeBartolo Jr. with the 49ers at that time, who was the executive for, you know, the DeBartolo family were the owners of the 49ers at the time, and had run into a scandal where DeBartolo had to leave the game. I think DeBartolo's in the Hall of Fame, right? So the character issues, as long as, right, if O.J. Simpson was not removed from the Hall of Fame, then you would probably say some of the character issues or the things, the controversies that you're implying with Belichick, you do realize that it was Mangino. Really, that's just the situation of Mangino being mad that he didn't become boss. That's Fredo, right? Like, with all the spike, you should be looking at failed boy. You know, you were supposed to be my boy. Look at a mask. Yeah, the Flategate. I mean, I hate to get back on that. I think that's just such a retread on an old treadmill. But I've always said, like, what would be easier to catch falling from the sky? A deflated beach ball or a beach ball with rocks in it? I would think it'd be easier to catch the ball that's deflated a little bit. So if you're the defense and the way that Indy got smacked in that game, there were plenty of times for y'all to catch that deflated ball. I remember one play went right into the linebacker's chest and dropped. The ball's too soft for you, son. So yeah, Belichick is a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't want to say this out loud, but it's like, if I was the owner of a company, I would probably ask for drug testing after I'd heard something like that. Like, you want to come in here, sir? Yeah. And remember, don't flush after you finish. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know where that comes from. I understand what the motive might be behind it. But, you know, as Bob Marley said, you can fool some of the people sometime, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Who believes that Bill Belichick is not a first ballot Hall of Fame head coach? Now, if this was the Hall of GMs, I would say, this fool's going to have it might come down to the last year for him. But this isn't about him being a GM or a decision making of personnel. This is about as the head coach. So Belichick, yes, first ballot Hall of Fame. Robert Kraft, it's time, right? It's absolutely time. And if you're looking at, if you want to tell the story of the last 20 years of the NFL, you cannot tell it without Robert Kraft. Really, you want to say the last 30 years, right? Because they could imagine the AFC was New York Jets, Buffalo Bills, Hartford Patriots, Miami Dolphins. Like, you're almost kind of like, gosh, the football team might be on its way to Carolina too. That's a whaleish joke. But yeah, I just can't co-sign Belichick not being first ballot Hall of Fame. And no, Jordan will not be doing the induction ceremony. unless there's a cheer squad there. KJ Show, WEEI, 617-779-7937. Next, what are the Patriots going to be looking like coming out of this bye week? And what about that number one seed in the AFC? That's next here on WEEI.
This is the KJ Show with KJ Carson on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Appreciate where you are, but at the same time, never be satisfied or complacent. And the fine line between rest and recovery and, you know, just being sedentary. So there's a fine line of what we have to do to be able to come back here. Understand that just because you have a bye, it doesn't mean you're guaranteed some victory the next week in this league. You know, teams are 16-12 coming off a bye this year. So obviously the bye doesn't guarantee anything other than we should get some guys back that we didn't have last night. And we'll see where that goes throughout the week. You know, give them some time to reconnect with people that they care about. And then also be ready to focus on football and us finishing this thing.
Thank you for hanging out with the KJ Show on WEEI, 617-779-7937. You missed any of the show or any of the previous shows, the Odyssey app is free. Just type in WEEI, click the little heart, it saves, and you can play, rewind, and go back and listen to previous shows, Greg Hill, Arcan, Jones and Keefe, EEI Afternoon Show, all right there at the Odyssey app. It's Mike Vrabel talking about, you know, obviously what you hear from a coach with a team coming out of the bye. I really think taking a bye this late in the season, I think it's pretty lazy on the NFL. I think teams that have a bye this late in the season should usually be one of the teams. Well, I guess, you know what, I guess maybe it does make sense. Like, if you were one of the worst teams last year, you'd probably say next year, because we're giving you a more favorable schedule for you to get back into competing, you're going to play, you're probably going to get one of the last buys. But if you're like one of these teams, like we're opening Thursday and then we've got the following Sunday night game and then we're the featured 4 p.m. game the week after that, you probably should get one of the earlier buys. Like you probably even have some obscene traveling going on, right? You're like, I got to go to Kansas City and next week we're playing in Detroit and we want to go home and practice before we do that. Oh, we've got a short week. So yeah. Yeah, but we'll get to that shortly. Let's get to some of your text messages that have come in during the course of the show. 617-779-7937, producer David Aviser, what do you have?
All right, so this one comes from a 978 texter. Hey, don't forget LT is the one that carried Belichick off the field after that masterclass in the Super Bowl because of the defense, not Bill Parcells.
Yeah, well, yes, I see. Okay, I see exactly what you're saying. Sometimes you have to interpret what someone is writing in the text. You see what I'm saying, David? So he's absolutely right, right? It's Belichick was almost kind of like coach 1A for those Giants teams. And so that defense had a greater identity and talent than anything on the offense, right? The running game was rotatable. Phil Simms is not one of the first quarterbacks that comes to mind in terms of one of the all-time greats, or even during that time. He was just a very serviceable guy. They just didn't use the word game manager, but Phil Simms was kind of close to that. He could get you with some – But the defense was everything. I mean, you get into Leonard Marshall and Carl Banks is there. Felipe Sparks. You remember Jordan Sparks from American Idol, David?
I do, yes. She was like big on Disney Channel when I was growing up, I feel like.
Yeah, so her father was in that secondary that played for Belichick in those years. Okay, so yeah, the texter is absolutely right. That Bill Parcells didn't win that. It was Belichick coaching up those defenses. Yes, you mentioned Lawrence Taylor, but Harry Carson is a Hall of Famer as well. So that front seven was just something to behold. And Belichick was the architect of that. In fact, you know, even though the Cleveland situation was really a no-win situation, ultimately, like you don't decide a year or two that you're going to sell the team. You probably know that 5 to 7 years ahead of time, and you're probably like, let's just put some schlep in there until it plays out, until I can find out what we're going to do. Oh, we need to invest in the team because they're suddenly good now. So, yeah, I mean, think about it. Belichick's hiccups are like the first 2 years in Cleveland, last 2 years in New England, 3 years in New England, right? That's a first ballot Hall of Fame coach if you're going to tell me. So you mean to tell me his first couple years as a head coach were bad? That tends to happen. And that the last couple of years of his head coaching were bad? That tends to happen. That's why you're not in it anymore. Yeah, first ballot. Two more texts, and then we'll get into some Patriots talk. We'll continue it into, we'll make sure we get enough Patriots talk before we get out here at 3:30. What else?
Yeah, this one comes in from 617. I feel you, KJ. Celtics fans got cheated out of Lakers-Celtics last night.
Yeah, if that's what I started the show with. If you, again, if you missed, you can rewind. Like, hey, if LeBron is trying to be an owner in this team, maybe you put yourself in the owner's shoes, right? It's, okay, if LeBron has the day off, Luka doesn't. Now, if that was the case where Luka, because Luka was out for personal reasons. So when it's a personal reason, you have to be very cautious in how you proceed and asking why that player is not there. But LeBron said it was a sciatica where you're like, well, wasn't that what kind of kept you up for the first couple of weeks of the season? Like the sciatica suddenly hurts after the last game. No, like, bro, get in there. If it was LeBron and Austin Reeves out there, you would say, okay, LeBron, Jaylen versus Jaylen Brown, Austin Reeves versus Derek White. Okay, you've got some type of matchup there. I didn't expect that Rui Hachimura would be the featured with my popcorn and my $300 ticket sitting up in the 300s. Like there's like a ratio. The ratio is like if I'm sitting in the 300s, I'm paying in the 100s. You see what I'm saying, David? If I'm sitting in the 300s, I should be paying in the 100s.
Absolutely.
But a 3X multiple to make it a $320 ticket with my back up against the wall in TD Garden? And LeBron is not out there? And neither is Luka? Honey, I'm sorry. I meant to buy some bread, but those tickets I just had, it might have been LeBron's last game. I was going to get... Yeah. One more text.
All right, this one from 978. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that Baltimore team that first won was Bills Brown's team.
No, Bill didn't. Was Bills Brown's team. That team didn't have a winning record until his third season. So he was like 7-9, and then 6-10 somewhere in those first years. 6-10, 7-9, and then made the run. And then when the team moved to Baltimore, Modell didn't bring him over there. So some of those players, I know Carl Banks was one of those leftovers from the Cleveland team that became that Baltimore team. Ironically, it's funny, David, I have like an archive. It's at the Real KJ Show on YouTube. It's a 24/7 channel. Have you seen this?
Yes.
Okay. So in there, I can't remember how long ago, but I think it's right when the Dynasty had come out and the Parcells episode had happened. And when I was on the air here at the time, I'd mentioned that when Parcells made the grocery shopping comment about Christian Peters, I shared that I grew up with Christian Peters in New Jersey. And so when I put together like how Mangino was kind of like, he was supposed to be the golden boy. Like Mangino was the only person kept from the Cleveland staff that made it over to Baltimore. Is that not a rat? Is that not a rat or what?
Of course I know how to spot a car.
So, yeah. So, yeah, some of those players that went to Baltimore from Cleveland were Belichick players, but you did not have that. You could not say, okay, Ted Marcia-Broda is the one who really, you know, set those things in motion there. Like, no, that was get Bill off of the train. Okay, so with the back to the Patriots here, coming off the bye week, rest is needed. With Will Campbell on IR, there was kind of this hope I was having, like, if he was going to be out for 4 weeks, potentially the bye week could operate, but it's going to be for 4 games. And so you get him back, it may be towards hopefully that rest week or possibly the last week of the season. You're like, probably don't get him, probably don't play him against Miami. But sitting at the number one seed in the AFC, I think there's something very beneficial if the Patriots can hold on to that spot, and here's why. If Denver's got to play week one with Bo Nix, who some people don't believe is that guy, and this is where you'll find out. I mean, this guy's either going to potentially be facing the Chargers, the Colts, the Bills, and I will also put the Texans in that mix as the 2 seed, right? Because at the Chargers are 8-4 at the 5 seed, so are the Colts, so are the Bills. So 5, 6, and 7 are all 8-4 teams. So it could be the Chargers, which would be, I think, beneficial to the Broncos, right? Seeing the Chargers for a third time, I don't think that would be such a situation, but, they have a better conference win percentage than even that the Colts do. The Colts are slipping, as we've been seeing. But the Bills as a 7-2 first-round matchup, you would almost say, yes, I would love to see Denver kind of knocked out as soon as possible, right? Because their defense does travel. It's slipped a little bit. But if Buffalo's got to go through this drag out, knockdown, ugly game, and then turn around and come to Foxborough the next week, we'll take it. The team that scares, I live it, that scares me are the Houston Texans. And it's the reason why I mentioned the Houston Texans is because what they did to Josh Allen to get themselves back in the race, they're only a game out. And, of course, they would have the tiebreaker over the Bills, and that's who they're right behind. So any slippage by the Bills the rest of the season, like, I don't know, December 14th, could put the Bills further behind the eight ball and potentially out of the playoffs. And if that's the case, you're like, huh. If you've got a Houston-Denver opening weekend matchup, a 2-7, I think Houston can give them a little bit of trouble, but I think that Houston defense, when they're on carpet, they really, really shine. So the Patriots just sitting at number one, they could see so many things happen in that first week of playoff games that so many things could shift that you could say suddenly, wow, what if the Colts end up being the team with the lowest seed and the Colts come here? You're like, wait a minute. The Colts and the Patriots would be an ideal matchup while, you know, maybe there's this fight between Jacksonville and the Chargers. Who knows? So I think the team is right where it needs to be. I think there is a piece of me that would like to see just a little more from Travion Henderson at this point, because I don't know if we're going to see that much more from Ramondre Stevenson for the rest of the season. Like, it's just, if Ramondre Stevenson doesn't have some type of breakout here over the, like, he really has to be the one that goes on this run. So that way there's this dual confidence in the backfield that opponents have to face. If you get to the playoffs and Ramondre Stevenson has shown him not to be effective, and they're leaning in, and Henderson is the one you lean on because you're going to have to lean on the run game once you get to the playoffs. That's like mandatory. I just need to see that Ramondre Stevenson is going to be able to provide that second punch in a 1-2 punch running game. We just haven't seen it just yet. And to be honest, if many of us, I'm not the only one, but many of us, John Lyons, I know, is another one, foresaw that the drafting of Travion Henderson was a wake-up call. I think I might have been the only one who did see that. You go back as far enough to the draft that, hey, don't be surprised if Josh McDaniels isn't looking for a running back in the second round. So if everything has to lay on Henderson's shoulders, that would be a little tough for me just because his surge as the leader of that backfield right there has only occurred within the last couple of weeks, last 3 to 4 weeks. And so teams are going to start honing in on him, seeing what he wants to do best. But for me, I would not want to see the Patriots run game, you know, finding itself, you know, shut down and then forcing it in Drake May's arms more often. Not because I don't trust the arm, is because I know that Drake is at some point going to try and make a play, and there's going to be someone who's going to try and make a sharp hit on Drake May, because there's probably feeling like if you can eliminate Drake May from the equation, the Patriots look very close to what they've been for the last couple of years. All right, 617-779-7937. Again, Georgia, Alabama, that's coming in 15 minutes, but right now it's time to trend with David Azer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest,
shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listening to The KJ Show with KJ Carson on WEEI.
KJ Show. WEEI. 617-779-7937. That is also the text line. We're 7 minutes away from turning over to Westwood One's national coverage of the SEC Championship, Georgia versus Alabama. Have you seen the 50 Cent Diddy thing on Netflix? Look, I'm sure you could care less about hip hop or anything like that. But if you're familiar with me sometimes telling my stories from the music side, and that I do believe that Puffy was controlled by a host, right? If you have that biblical knowledge, you can respite a host to be like, yo, there's nobody in that body, and was approached because he thought I said some stuff about him early in my career. But when I watched this, I started reaching out to some of the people that I've worked with in this industry and in the music industry for years. And I told them, I said, you know, look, when these Cassie charges had come out, I had asked somebody, I said, what, you know, how far are they going back? They're like, oh, like 2018. I was like, that's it? Like, they're not looking at anything between 90 and 2000? Like, you watch this Netflix thing, you'll be like, so really they? Yeah. Yeah. Did you hear about the Waymo cars? Okay, so there's a part of me that's kind of comfortable with future technology of selfless driving cars. And part of that reason why I can understand it is because I have a special needs child. So I'm thinking about how is she going to be able to function in the future, being able to travel in cars where I would trust, I might trust a car that has no driver more than I would with one with a driver, where you'd be able to swipe the card, be able to tell it where it wants to go. Like the transaction can happen cleanly. Until I saw that Waymo has been teaching some of its self-driving cars to do illegal turns and zigzags on streets just to test out fail rate. Like, wait a minute. Wait, no. Why are we even teaching it bad things when you can teach it to be perfect? Do you understand what I'm saying, David? Like, the idea of asking a machine to do something is so that way the machine does not get it wrong. I mean, right? Good
gracious.
Yeah,
I feel like lately we've been seeing a lot more of those videos too. Like, I went to San Francisco. I didn't even think about getting in one of those.
Yeah, it's almost kind of like, you know, this is when the stress starts getting into their mind, you know, like it probably stems from some female who decided that they would not go out with him on a date. They didn't care about how much money they made in Silicon Valley. And he says, you know what? I'm just going to take this out on the car. Like, come on, bro. No. So, yeah, I might have to put the driverless cars on hold, and maybe I start riding a bus with my daughter to see how she's going to get around and stuff like that. All right, 617-779-7937. What you got on the text line, David?
Yeah, this one from the 207. I agree with you, KJ. The Houston Texans are the scariest team right now for the Patriots because they are hitting right at the right time, and their defense is really good.
Yeah, you almost feel like the Texans and the Patriots are a little bit of a carbon, potentially like a carbon copy of here over the last several years. Obviously, Houston's got a much stronger defense. If you remember a few drafts ago, they had the number one pick and the number three pick, and that's how they would C.J. Stroud and the kid from Alabama. I can't think of his name right now. Will Anderson, that's it. So, yeah, they are the scariest team. And so it's almost incumbent for the Patriots to work to getting that number one seed. Just to see the fireworks are going to be absolutely bananas that wild card weekend. And the team I don't want to see on wild card weekend are the Patriots in that two slot. Don't forget, man, look, this goes to like football in its future, because I know we'll get to the SEC championship shortly here. But hey, 8:30 a.m., right? WEEI is airing these state championship games. And I really got to take my hat off to Drake May, who's, you know, shown up at these games, acquiescing himself in the community, tied to what it is that he does, right? Like, that's, it's matching brands, if you will. You still have the Division II championship and the Division I championship. The Division II championship starts in minutes at 8:30. That's subject to change, but in terms of, it's about to start within the next 5 minutes at 3:30 on WEEI 850 AM. And, you know, if you look at what the college football schedule is lining up for the nation tonight, like, you've got two fascinating stories, right? You've got Georgia, Alabama once again, which that really, that's the SEC Invitational. But potentially could Alabama beat Georgia twice in a season? Like, that is unheard of. And then you've got an undefeated Indiana going against undefeated Oklahoma State. That game's on WEEI tonight as well. And you say, you know, you don't hear about Penn State. And I think here's the blueprint, right, is continue to invest in the high school kids, right? Sometimes you might look, it's a D3 feeder. It can be. But now, because Penn State is so weak, if you're Boston College, because that's the biggest one that jumps out to me, you say, you know what? If we start going to snag kids from the better kids from New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and start getting ourselves into a national market, you don't think college football isn't salivating for markets like New York and Boston to really be engaged and immersed in at least some type of championship game? Because the ACC is probably the easiest way to recognition, right? The ACC championship game, it literally could be Catholic Memorial versus Bishop Feehan, and that would be a more entertaining game than Duke versus Virginia. That's how bad the ACC is. So hats off to BC for kind of intimating that they're going to look at some options of growing things. It really hit me when I'm watching the BC basketball game. I was talking to you, this David, before we went on the air. I was just like, I can't think of the last time I've seen two men's Division I basketball teams playing against each other and nobody has names on the back of their shirts. And one of the teams is an ACC team. Like, I can't think of the last time I've seen that. It's been years. I went to a black college where there was no budget for last names on the back. There was no budget for it. In fact, you might have a couple different numbers during the season. It's the reality of some things. But Boston College really has a chance to really grab a mantle. And I think there are some things about Penn State that they'll just never be able to get over now as we move even further in this digital age, right, where people are going to bring up the past. And this is the opportunity to say, you know what, we're in a major market. Rutgers is never going to be able to touch an Ohio State. Like, Rutgers, it's almost like, is there a college in New Jersey? Like, this might be three colleges in all of New Jersey. So Boston could be that market that could lead it. It's got the Fenway Bowl, so now you can almost have something adjacent. UConn just hired a new head coach, the guy from Toledo. Toledo historically has been a feeder. So hopefully college football, through the following of high school football and the intensity of it. Come on, New England's all about making money. Am I wrong, David? Have you seen how much stuff costs around here? Greg Hill's show, you know, they've done something talking about how much it costs to be able to enjoy yourself and everything. I was just like, yeah, that number's probably about $320,000. And the number was 313. I'm thinking, like, now how can the poorest guy on the station be able to pinpoint it? Sometimes a boy could dream. Give me that damn money, please. All right, remember, Georgia, Alabama next. I couldn't say the nicknames of the teams because we're not allowed to. Am I right, David? We can't say the nicknames of the teams going up against each other.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so let that be a little lesson there, New England. If the NCAA could be greedy about not being able to use nicknames, maybe we get, like, better football here and more money and seeing games in Foxborough on Saturdays potentially because the teams are so big. Boy, can I dream or can I dream? All right, have a great Saturday. I'll be back with John Lyons next Saturday here on WEEI. I don't know who to watch for football tomorrow, I'll be honest with you. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.